This event is open to all young people in Lusaka. Mambela ba Lusaka, don't miss out on this great opportunity. Your voices matter. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours main news. We take a look at the stories making headlines. Chaos marks start of delimitation sitting in Lusaka. HH Health Education gains as a school feeding program expands. And in international headlines, near impossible travel conditions in New York as 22 inches of snow falls on the US East Coast.
FM, the voice of development.
With the news in detail, my name is Michael Chilwan. Chaos characterized a public consultation on constituency delimitation exercise sitting in Lusaka after stakeholders failed to agree on proposed boundary changes affecting several constituencies. The meeting convened by the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ at the Lusaka New Government Complex was meant to gather submissions on proposed new constituencies in the capital. However, it exposed deep divisions among councillors and members of parliament over representation in a city of more than 2 million people. During submissions, Mike Imposha, member of parliament for Munali, proposed that part of Munali constituency be added to Lusaka Central constituency to ease pressure and improve representation. However, the proposal was strongly opposed by some stakeholders, who instead suggested that Munali constituency be divided into two. Under their proposal, Chainda, Kitweni and Mtendere would form Munali East constituency, while the remaining areas would constitute Munali North. In Mandevu constituency, stakeholders proposed splitting into two, with Kasangula Road serving as the boundary. Others suggested that certain parts of Mandevu be added to Lusaka Central constituency. For Kanyama constituency, some stakeholders recommended that part of Garden House be incorporated into Matero constituency, while others proposed that Kanyama be divided into three constituencies to enhance representation. Stakeholders also suggested that Chawama constituency be split into three constituencies.
We are not satisfied. It's a proposal that has been given. Munali constituency must be divided by great people. Mtendere, Kalitiriki, Chainda, Maproti must become Mtendere constituency. Munali constituency, the guideline for the line which they must cut. Great people. We are not satisfied with the proposal which has been given.
Oya, yao pete cha kuna ngiza kumtii.
Lusaka District Commissioner Lifterelli Ndaba said, based on the district's growing population, Lusaka could gain two or three additional constituencies under the ongoing delimitation exercise from the current seven constituencies. Hakainde Hichilema says Zambia is gaining recognition at regional forums due to progressive education policies such as free education and the school feeding program. Speaking during the rollout of the school feeding program at Kabulunga Boys Secondary School in Lusaka, President Hakainde Hichilema emphasized government's commitment to prioritizing education as a long-term investment in national development. He noted that the combination of free education and the feeding initiative has improved access to learning and student retention by ensuring that children attend school without distraction of hunger. The president urged the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Agriculture to collaborate on a sustainable framework to meet the nutritional needs of over 4 million learners across the country.
This government has a clear vision that we shall invest in this sector. It's the best investment, equalizer, and inheritance. Don't we know many rich families that left wealth for their children, maybe sometimes only three children, and after 10 years those kids are paupers? Don't we know families that struggled to raise their children because they're very little, but when they die, their children continue succeeding? Are we not aware of that? So the best inheritance, education.
Speaking at the same event, World Food Programme Zambia Country Director Sisi Kabasunga praised Zambia's progress in expanding the school feeding program, noting that 4.7 million learners are currently benefiting and plans are in place to reach over 5 million children.
Mr. President, Zambia's progress in school feeding is both visible and measurable. The expansion of the program to 116 districts reflects a strong and deliberate commitment to universal coverage. With 4.7 million learners currently benefiting and an ambition to reach over 5 million children nationwide, Zambia stands among the fastest growing feeding programs on this continent. And just to add on that, as the World Food Programme, we've hosted over 5 missions from different countries on this continent to learn from Zambia. So this is a fact.
Meanwhile, Minister of Education Douglas Siakalima disclosed that over 5 million pupils are now benefiting from the program, representing about 35% of the country's population. He projected that the coverage could expand to 10 million beneficiaries within the next 2 years as the initiative scales up. The Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution, SACORD, has called on political parties participating in the August general elections to exercise caution and fairness in their candidate adoption process, warning that sidelining popular candidates could undermine democratic legitimacy and electoral performance. SACORD Executive Director Arthur Muyunda says political parties risk alienating voters if adoption processes are perceived to be imposed or influenced by narrow interests rather